Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Where are you calling in from, Elaine?
Dallas, Texas.
Dallas. I will be there next week for Bishop Jake's leadership conference. And so I'll be hosting the pre-show there next week. So I'm really excited about that. All right. So Elaine, how old are you?
I am 34.
34 years old, looking like you're 25. All right.
And thank you.
What's your question, sis? What's going on?
I'm actually a mortgage broker, and I wanted to add some nuggets to what you were sharing.
Please do.
So, yeah, some things that I want to share with your listeners is some things to also keep in mind to help with this process. Someone had asked in the chat, you know, outside of how can I go about this? Like, I'm kind of stagnant where I'm at financially. Some things to keep an eye on are your property taxes. Depending on where you live statewide, that's going to affect, obviously, your monthly payment. So how much you can put towards principal versus what you're paying towards taxes or homeowner's insurance or mortgage insurance if you didn't put 20% down. A lot of us acquired equity since 2020 if we bought prior to. Check to see where your property is at. Equity wise, you can probably knock off that mortgage insurance if you haven't already. That's one way you can save some money, especially on a monthly basis. Make sure you're working with an insurance broker or a trusted insurance partner that is negotiating for your homeowner's insurance on your behalf. Every little bit counts, and anything you're saving on one end can go towards your monthly principal if that's your goal.
And so, Elaine, thank you for calling in. Let's talk about this a little bit more because this is your expertise. Prime example, if you do an FHA loan, you're going to have a 20%. You're not going to have the 20% in FHA, right? Because you're going with 3.5% down, and then they do have forced mortgage insurance. The thing with FHA, and correct me if I'm wrong, right, is that even if you get down to, okay, you have 30% equity, they're still not gonna drop it. You have to refi out of the FHA program into a conventional loan so that way you can get that money back. Am I correct on that?
That's a great point. So yes, however, if you did put 10% down on an FHA, you should be able to drop that mortgage insurance, but that's a rare occasion. Typically people are putting 3.5% down. So yes, you should refinance out of the FHA and into conventional, only if it makes financial sense. Don't go off and do that just for the sake of doing it. If you have a really great interest rate, keep paying towards that principal. That's going to be the better option because there are costs to refinancing.
Yes.
So that, again, just things to keep in mind that can cost you, you know, a few hundred, couple thousand dollars actually.
Let's talk about that. So let's say if I have an FHA, I didn't put down 10%. I have a 3.5%, right, that I put down, but I'm at the 25% mark, right? But I'm paying an extra $100, $200, $300 a month on forced mortgage insurance. What are the fees that are associated with refinancing out of it if I wanted to? So to go into a conventional loan, I got to bring closing costs for sure, but do I have to put down 20% if I'm refinancing into a conventional loan?
So you don't have to put any money down towards refinancing for like a down payment, since that was addressed early on. And again, you're using the equity of your property to bring it to, you know, more than 20% loan to value. So no, you don't have to put any money down, but you do have closing costs. And again, those are the fees that are associated with refinancing. Now, for some people, it may make sense, but for those who purchased homes in the, you know, the refi boom and 2020.
What's going on, family? Let's talk about something that's been buzzing in the tech world, AI safety and security. How do you feel about the rapid advancements in AI and the potential risk that it brings? Have you heard of the stories about AI being tricked? It's a real concern, but fear not, because there's a real solution, AI Red Teaming. You see, AI Red Teaming is all about stress testing. You see, AI models and deployments to prevent unauthorized access and data leaks. It's about ensuring that your AI can't be tricked into providing information beyond its intended use. And guess what? You don't have to do it alone. My friends over at HackerOne has a community of over 750 active hackers specializing in AI security testing. You see, in a recent engagement, just 18 hackers identified over 100 valid findings in just 2 weeks. That's the power of ethical hackers. Wow. So if you want to ensure the safety and security of your AI deployments, look no further. Head over to HackerOne.com and explore their AI red teaming services. With strategic flexibility, rapid deployment, and a hybrid talent strategy, HackerOne has everything you need to safeguard your AI. Don't let AI keep you up at night. Visit HackerOne.com today and rest easy, knowing that your AI is in safe hands.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
During COVID, highly unlikely that they're going to want to refinance out of that rate currently. Your better option really is to really go aggressively towards your principal.
Yeah. I don't like mortgage insurance. The forced mortgage.
Yeah, neither do I. You know, first thing I did was we didn't even refinance. We did something called the broker's price of opinion, which allowed us to remove our mortgage insurance because we did some updates to the house. And again, COVID allowed some equity.
Elaine, this is real good. I love that you called in. Thank you so much for one being a part of the community and calling in to help us out, because this is your expertise. And I love this because this will help you pay off your mortgage sooner if you could get out of that PMI. Because what a lot of people don't understand is that private mortgage insurance, when people hear that, oh, I got mortgage insurance. No. You don't have mortgage insurance. That doesn't go towards your principal. It doesn't go towards your interest. And it's not mortgage insurance for you. So there's two kinds on the FHA loan, or if you have less than 20%. You have the bank has their private mortgage insurance that only they can use and put into effect if something happened to you or happened to the home. And you're paying for mortgage insurance that covers you in case of a, you know, house and stuff like that burns up and da-da-da-da.
Two separate. So mortgage insurance is what you're saying the lenders have as protection for the liability of your loan, because your loan is considered a liability to the banks and to the lenders, to the financial institutions. And then you have homeowners insurance is what you're referring to, what covers actual structure and your private belongings. But yeah, you're paying both, right? Yes. Especially with an FHA loan. I don't love either. And that's why I encourage you to work with, again, either an insurance broker or a trusted insurance partner to help negotiate that on an annual basis, because those are fees that go up every year. So make sure that your, you know, community, make sure you're working with someone that is advocating on your behalf to help keep that as low as possible and making sure you have good coverage. That's super important as well. You don't want anything to happen to the home and you not be properly covered. But that's one way you can make sure that you're keeping costs low outside of your principal and interest if you're really tied into that rate currently. I want to harp on one more thing because I know you got other calls to get to, but I just want to make sure that your community did get this. One more thing that you guys want to make sure you have, if you haven't already applied for it, is your homestead exemption for your property. That helps lower your annual taxes. So make sure that you've signed up for that. Make sure that that is on your property. Check with your county to see if that's currently reflecting, because that will lower your property taxes on an annual basis, or at least keep you under. I know, at least I can speak for the state of Texas, we have a cap of 10%. The county cannot raise their property taxes more than 10% than the year prior. So check to see what's going on with your county. connect with a property tax professional, because that is one way to make sure you're keeping your housing costs lower on an annual basis. And again, any extra you get, throw it to the principal. This has been great, AO. We love it.
No, I love it. Now, Elaine, tell the people your information if they're in the Texas area and they're looking for a home. Man, you came over here and blessed us. We got to help send you some customers too. How can they reach out to you? How can they reach out to you if they want to get into a home in the Texas area?
Yeah, feel free to give me a call at 972-565-6115. You can also email me at elaine@mpahomeloans.com.
There we go. Thank you so much, Elaine. I appreciate you.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.